Yeah, it's like the dredger's not messing around tonight. What do we have for red and white and wine?
Welcome back. We are Sports on Tap, part of the NEO Sports Insiders Network. Also want to welcome Z's Cream and Bean. They've helped us throughout this. And I want to welcome them for being a part of Sports on Tap. And we are at Dina's Pizza and Pub in Brooklyn for the Greater Cleveland High School Hockey League All-Star Draft. And the draft is starting to get it's going to start here shortly. And we'll see.
This is incredible. This is like a fantasy draft. They're doing the coin flip as we
speak.
The
coin flip. Joe Simon, the executive director, does the coin flip.
Ed, you're on the
air. Wow, Ed is right in there.
Glasses off and everything.
They're back on. Matt, Rick, what do you guys want to do? Pick first? And right now, the coin flip was to see. Who would pick first?
All right, so we have the wine and the gold team. Now they're deciding jerseys.
They're pretty cool jerseys.
All right, so the gold team has been decided.
All right, so the wine coaches here is going to be Matt Bartley, TJ Murray, and Rick Montgomery. The wine coaches, or the gold coaches, will be Chris Kogan, Eddie Babcock, and Paul Billick.
Okay.
And Paul Billick, he's from Notre Dame Cathedral Latin. And we also have Eddie Babcock. He's a Cleveland Heights Tigers hockey coach who
they had a great year.
11-0 regular season record in the white division, and also the Barron Cup champions of their league.
We should have the draft banner. Ding, ding, ding. We're going to go down to Ed now.
Ed Dick is our roving reporter. He is following the coaches as they make their pick.
We're going to start with the goalies first, and we have a.
With the
so
first
this will
pick,
be the wine team.
Let's go to Ed with the
yes,
first pick.
Who has selected
Austin Ganley?
Austin Ganley,
goalie from Hudson.
Goalie Hudson,
very good. Congratulations. He is number one.
Number one pick.
Very nice. Make sure you tell him that so you put it on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot.
Yeah,
I love that.
The number one pick.
Austin Ganley, goalie from Hudson, is the number one pick.
And congratulations to him. What an accomplishment.
He's right. The coach of
the gold
Barron
team
Cup
is up
two
now.
Winner.
Gold team's up.
Cleveland Heights Tigers. Man, who do we got?
Grand Vist, the foreign exchange student.
Matthias Grand Vist. I like it. I like it. And he is representing West
Geauga
Wolverines.
Goalie. Wolverines, second pick in the draft. First pick.
The first pick.
For the gold team.
Goaltenders getting love
for the gold team
today.
I think that's probably your most important. You want to make sure you get a good goaltender back there.
Oh, that's huge.
You know what I mean? You got to build. You know what? Just like the Browns, they need to build from the draft. Okay?
Well, the first two picks got off pretty good there. Let's see what we got for the second pick.
Very nice job by Ed. And if you'd see the hard work he's doing, he's carrying his laptop in his left hand and a microphone in the right. I mean, that's...
We should really get that guy out like an iPad. I mean, I'm not going to buy it for him, but just as a helpful hint.
A couple of stats here on Mr. Ganley, if you have not already gone over that.
No, we have not.
All right, so Austin Ganley has a goals against of 2.3 goals. He is 7-3-1 in the in league play. He faced 317 shots, made 291 saves.
Interesting pick because Austin was in net for Hudson in the Barron Cup championship, and the coach who selected him was his team beat Hudson to win the Barron Cup.
That's I would take that as the ultimate sign of respect.
That
there.
Is, yeah. Absolutely,
know,
absolutely.
From that was Joe Simon, the executive director of the GCHSHL. Very
nice job on that one, Ed. Good job.
I got this.
Would you say that
very,
Joe is the Roger Goodell of this
here. In
of
fact,
this thing?
Now that he's interjected,
or would
here,
he be or would he be more of the
going
the vice
there.
President? I don't
so
know.
What do you got about Mr. Matthias here?
From what Mr. Babcock said, he's the foreign exchange student from West Geauga, And he actually was a an all-league selection for the Blue. So
excellent choice there.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Very good.
Gold team. Or Ryan
team. Who do we got here?
Keegan Sullivan, Avon Lake.
All right. Keegan Sullivan from Avon Lake, the second choice of the Wine team. Mr. Babcox will be, or Coach Babcox will be choosing the second goalkeeper here. Who do we got?
Sam Bennett from Kent Roosevelt.
All right, Rough Rider there.
Sam
Mr. Bennett.
Bennett.
Very good.
Sam Bennett, he had also a nice year. 91% save percentage during the regular season. And 38 goals against all year. And was very impressive. Especially when you have 394 saves for Sam Bennett. Pretty impressive.
Wine is on the clock. While we're waiting for the pick, did we just talk about Sam Bennett?
Yep.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yep.
A little bit.
You can talk a little bit more if you got some more stats there. All right.
All right. Looks like Coach is about to select his third goalkeeper.
Joe Guay from Westlake.
All right. Joe Guay from Westlake, which leaves Tim Arth from the Brush Arcs. Goalies are good. Very solid picks.
Yeah, all the goaltenders now selected.
Joey Guay from Westlake, representing the Demons here. Had some good stats in league play. He had faced 444 shots and saved 372 of them, a save percentage of 83.8%. So solid work there on Joe's part.
Yeah, nice job by Joe, part of the Westlake Demons. And also, I believe Keegan Sullivan was drafted from Avon Lake. He was another selection there. And all these guys, a lot of saves.
Another coin flip.
Yeah, and this is for another nice position now. Let's see who's going
to. Ooh.
So now, Ed, what's the next position?
Looks like we're going to be going
defense.
Are we going defense here?
Coach Babcox has one of his number one defensemen on the table. So is he gonna take it, or is he gonna steal from Coach Bartley here?
This is exactly like a fantasy draft.
Here we go. First defenseman we have.
This is drama right here.
Get it, Coach. Get it. Moment of silence. Dun. Suspenseful.
Shaker Heights.
Oh, man.
He's not a champion coach for nothing, folks. Wow.
Wow.
Take his, will Matt
wow.
take Coach Babcock's number one defenseman? Are they going to trade?
Wow, we had a trade last year because there possibly be another trade.
His tactics.
And that was Joe Simon. He's the executive director. Of the
man, are you trying to coerce him there?
Of the league. And some decisions being made.
Shaker Heights.
Ah, Matt Milgram from Shaker Heights.
Wow, surprising right there.
Man, all's fair in love and hockey here, apparently. Goodness.
Ed Dick with some zingers. Zing.
Oh, boy. Who was the... Who do we have there?
Bobby Edwards. So with the second selection, Coach Babcox takes his number one defensive.
There we go, Cleveland Heights. Bobby Edwards.
So
we're not gonna tell him that he was the second pick from his coach.
Took a gamble though, and he still got his guy with
Instagram
the second pick.
Or Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah, and great year by Cleveland Heights again. Regular season 11-0, and also the Barron Cup champions.
Baron Cup 2 or 1? Shaker won.
What do we got here?
Yeah, Shaker also.
Ah, yes.
All right, Matt Gopfer at Rocky River.
Ah, there we go. We actually spoke to him at the Baron Cup tournament.
Yes, we
there.
Did. At the tournament.
Excellent
nice
choice
guy
there.
Yeah.
Friend of show, maybe?
No, if you're on the show, you officially got friend of show status.
Wow. We're just desperate for friends.
We did have a chance to speak with him after their Baron Cup victory over Mentor while we were on site at the Brooklyn Athletic Complex.
And he has 4 goals and 5 assists on the year, 9 points overall for a defenseman. Not too bad.
Coach Babcock's back on the clock. Nathan Schmidt from North Olmsted.
Off the board.
North Olmsted had a very good year as well. And Nathan Schmidt had 3 goals and 5 assists. He had 8 points for a defenseman.
Beast. Where are his measurables? Jeez.
He's like Zdeno Chara.
Yeah, give him credit for being able to move around like that. I mean,
you learned that one name, didn't you?
No, he's on the Bruins, man.
Josh knows all the Boston Bruins.
Okay, yeah, you know all the Bruins.
And actually,
that's fair.
You know, looking
speak
at North
into
Olmsted,
the microphone, Sean.
North Olmsted lost to Cleveland Heights 3-2 in the championship. So North Olmsted well represented, and going through and now making another decision on another defenseman. And Sean Duffy hitting
just
the mic
having,
all over the
having
place.
Having mic troubles right now. Sorry about that, folks. If you're listening, I apologize.
Coach Farley, another pick here.
We're going to Ed Dick, who's at the table.
Who do we got?
William Haar, Hudson.
Oh, ooh.
William Haar from Hudson.
Yes, sir.
Did you?
And William Haar.
Well, to the winners go the spoils here, right?
From Hudson.
Coach Babcock. His next choice.
Gray Wilson, NDCL.
Gray Wilson from Notre Dame Cathedral Latin. They were the Baron Cup 3 winners.
What a great year they had.
Guys, let's have a 5-minute conversation regarding.
Winner, so it was good to see.
Excellent. Is that given out? Is that for the entire league or that specific division?
We give it out for each Baron Cup winner or each Baron Cup team. We have a Baron Cup 3 winner, 2 winner, and a 1 winner as well.
Fantastic. Good for him. That's an excellent pick.
Our version of a Lady Bing.
Excellent. Not too many penalty minutes in his eyes there, huh?
I was just gonna say Ed's doing a fantastic job at play by play.
He is. He's working up there. Tell you that.
You'd think he was helping run this whole thing, but he's the Adam Schefter of our team.
These guys aren't messing around, eh?
Although he doesn't have a phone attached to his ear, but you know.
Yeah, he doesn't have 8 phones all going off
no,
at once.
No, he's more the Mel Kiper.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Ed's the Mel Kiper of this. That's more accurate.
This is a pretty good spread here by Dinas here. It's very gracious of them to have you guys host this event, huh?
Well, yeah, definitely. This is Ryan did a great job of selecting the restaurant and picking out the menu. So he frequents this establishment.
They have good wings. They have good wings.
Great food here. They have pizza. They have wings. And wait, let's see your mic for a sec. Let me just see something here.
What's up? Is it running out of juice?
All right, technical difficulty.
Good, this is better?
Yeah, yes, we are.
There you go.
Now let's try this out here. All right, who do we got?
All right, Jack Keane, Rocky River.
All right, defenseman Jack Keane from Rocky River.
Let's look.
Very impressive game he had.
Yeah, Jack Keane from Rocky River, and they had a nice year.
Coach Babcock's choosing.
Andruski, Strongsville.
Ben Andruski from the Ville, down before. Well, that's those of us from Brunswick refer to Strongsville as that.
The annual
fair
Broncos
point.
And going back to Jack Keane of Rocky River, he had a goal and two assists on the year and played very solid defense for a good Rocky River team. And Rocky River, you know, we had the chance to see Rocky River
live and in person. That was a very impressive game. They had a very impressive effort against, I believe it was Menor.
Yeah, Menor. And really a lot of these teams, very impressive with the players on defense. And, you know, a lot of them aren't going to score a lot of points. They're primarily just to check and keep them off of rebounds. And
you know what's really impressive is I looked at the I can see from where we're sitting, the jerseys, I guess they're called.
Yeah.
They look really nice. We should make sure to get a picture of those and post them on our Facebook. But
absolutely. Yeah, they're
fantastic,
very impressive
looking. All
right, Coach Bartley, next decision.
Still weren't the defensemen. No, I really like the jerseys a lot. They look very cool.
Yeah.
See if Josh can get a picture.
These are really cool jerseys.
That little guy? I wouldn't worry about that little guy.
I won't worry about that guy.
We're talking a little bit about Rocky.
Coach is going to go back to the drawing board here.
Rocky River lost in the second round to Hudson 3-1, and Hudson ended up losing to Shaker in the championship game. But right now, Coach had to go back to the drawing board, so we're waiting for his pick on a defenseman. He is going through the defenseman right now.
Apparently one of the players that was on the board is also playing a spring sport, so therefore he can't – I don't believe he would be eligible to play or wouldn't be able to play because of the scheduling. So
back to the drawing board and going back through many –
You know what?
Defensemen still left.
It's that classic fantasy football dilemma. There's so many good players. You only have a certain number of picks. You want to make sure you get good picks.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like any. You know, fantasy football. You know.
Any draft.
You got to pick and choose because you're playing to win. I mean, that's the best thing about this. Is yeah, it's an exhibition game, but the competitive fire is there. You want to win. It's almost like spring training baseball, folks. You want to win, but you don't want to blow out your arm or blow out a knee or something like that. And still doing some research here. It's definitely a new experience for myself because, again, I know very little about the game of hockey. So.
Well, and in all honesty, not many leagues do something like
this
where it's an all-star
cool.
game
this is pretty
at
cool.
the queue.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
really cool. And then on top of that, you can, you know, bookend it. You know, you go watch some good high school, some of the best high school seniors in the area, and then you can watch, you know, your local hometown, Columbus Blue Jackets affiliate, the Lake Erie Monsters, take on the, I believe it's the Moose that they're playing, the Manitoba Moose that night.
I think you're right.
At 7 o'clock. And I believe it's also their 3-2-1 or 1-2-3. Oh, we got a pick. We got a pick.
Din, 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 din.
Taking their whole team, but Adam Snyder, Rocky River.
All right, Adam Snyder from Rocky River.
Wow, we just got information. The night of the All-Star game,
Coach is not messing around. He's on. He's ready to go. Jacob Hack from Midview.
We have a middie.
The middies. The midshipmen. The pride of Grafton and Eaton.
Midview with a selection.
Speaking of Eaton.
That food looks pretty good over there.
Yeah, Dina's doing a very nice job with
Hashtag fat guy problems.
All right, Coach Bartley's back up. Uh-oh. What do we got?
Brandon Gottlieb from Orange.
Brandon Gottlieb from Orange. Oh, if his name was Gottlieb Brandon, that'd be a lot more interesting. No offense.
All right.
The pride of Pepper Pike.
Oh, man, they're coming fast and furious right now.
Zakowski from Twinsburg.
There you have it.
How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing fantastic, Sean. Right, how are you?
Good. Just making sure you can keep up.
Yeah, now they're starting to come a little quicker.
Oh, you guys spitting out stats? Let's go.
No, I'm trying.
It's tough with the frenetic pace here.
It's called Control F.
Oh.
On your PDF document.
Wow.
Ah.
That doesn't always work, Ed.
I mean, it does, but. And we're waiting for another defenseman. We'll go through some of the.
Recap the last two picks.
Oh wait, I'm all the way in forwards now.
The wine team is on the clock.
Let's go back up to. There's still about eight defensemen left.
And bear with us, everyone. This is we're flying by the seat of our pants here currently.
Yeah, and trying to find.
How's the math looking there? We all good?
Seven guys still left on the board.
Okay, seven guys still left. Decisions here. Gottlieb Brandon, who they just talked about a little bit. He had three goals.
Ryan's got a pick here. Let's see if anyone agrees with him. All right, Coach Bartley's coming back up.
Team line with this.
Another defenseman. Who do we got?
Connor Braid from Parma.
Connor Braid from Parma. A little Redmond there.
See, and here is Connor Braid. Wow, very impressive. 30 points overall for Connor Braid. He has 17 goals, 13 assists for Connor Braid from Parma Senior High School. And he had three goals against NDCL. And a handful of times he had two goals, he had three assists against Mayfield, and two goals in that game. At 5 points against Mayfield. So Connor Braid, the last selection from Parma High School. And pretty impressive stats, especially for a defenseman. Like you said, the defenseman always, you know, they're not.
Coach Backcox, what do we got here?
Another selection, Team Gold.
Hunter Bradford, Olmsted Falls.
Going with
there
another
we go.
Olmsted
yeah, we
Falls.
Had the enforcer. We were just talking about that before this pick.
Can he play for the Cavs? Because they say they need an enforcer.
Let's see if this is the next pick here, Ryan. Kind of even out those minutes.
Hunter Bradford.
Yeah, he had a pretty good season. 14 points on the year. 12
He's all right.
Games played, 7 goals, 7 assists.
Coach Bartley.
Another selection is in.
We're going to take Tanner Reeser.
Tanner Reeser from Elyria Catholic.
And you might have heard of Tanner Reeser before. I believe his brother was a football player on the Elyria Catholic football team. But Tanner Reeser, 23 points on the year, 5 goals, 18 assists, and 4 assists in a game versus Nordonia. And he had almost an assist every game the slow first 4 games.
Coach Babcock.
Jacob McCullough, Mayfield.
Right. Jacob McCullough from Mayfield, the Wildcats out there. Leaving 4 defensemen left.
Jacob McCullough, he had 11 points on the year, 6 goals, 5 assists during the season. And at Bay, he had 1 goal and 2 assists, 3 points in that game, and that was his best game of the year, second to last game of the season. So Jacob McCullough from Mayfield was the selection, and only a few defensemen left in this Greater Cleveland High School Hockey League draft. And also, you know, you can follow Sports on Tap on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Jeffy taking pictures of the event here tonight at
Dina's
in Brooklyn. And we're also on Facebook.
And Twitter.
Twitter at SOT Podcast. And if you want to listen live, we're on Mixler.
Or if you can't listen live, you can go ahead and download us on iTunes.
Hey, just a quick update, fellas. We're the
We got a pick.
I'll give you the update after
all
the
right,
pick.
All right, Coach.
Paul Damer from Elyria Catholic.
Paul Damer from EC.
Off the board.
Just a quick update of the state semifinal in the hockey.
Georgia Babcocks.
Nick Ulmer, Parma.
These got both enforcers now.
St. Ignatius is leading.
Toledo Nick Ulmer from Parma. I would not mess with that.
All right, Richard Kirker, Twinsburg.
All right, Richard Kirker from Twinsburg. It's going to close out the defenseman.
As I was saying, Toledo, like. St. Francis, and Ignatius in the state semifinal. Ignatius is up 4-0.
All right. Well, we're about halfway through the draft here. How do you think things are shaping up there?
It's going well. It's no other way to put it.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Players have been picked.
You know, I think the forward round is going to be the one that's going to be probably the most debated. But I can give you a guess on probably who would be the top three selections. It would be probably.
So we got.
They'll zero in on Zach Mandry from Solon.
Some mock draft.
And the individual from Kent Roosevelt, Lyndon Rainey. So I think those will be my top picks.
All right. We'll see if the coaches agree with you there.
That is Joe Simon.
We also have some Cleveland Heights players and Shaker Heights players, as well as some Elyria Catholic players. So let's see if the coaches are going to have some loyalty and pick their guys.
That's Joe Simon, the executive director.
I'd love to know if the coaches feel that pressure to pick their own guys. I mean, you know you want to.
That's a good question.
But is it like, you know, you want to also, I mean, you probably.
Oh, yeah, we got to flip the coin here.
Oh, another coin flip. But, yeah, you got to wonder, is it teams that, you know, you see these teams a lot, you play them a lot. You probably want to, as a coach, you want to coach a guy that, you know, maybe played against you and see what kind of a player they are, which is, you know, probably one of the interesting things at an all-star event such as this.
Man.
That's huge.
Huge.
Man, a lot of fun here at Dina's in Brooklyn.
We're about to begin the round of forwards. I have no idea what this position actually does, but, you know, I imagine they're
forwards and centers.
Imagine they're the ones that primarily attacking and trying to score.
Correct.
Yes. All right.
See? There you go. Sean, you're learning. You're learning.
See?
You could have just looked it up on Google.
Yeah, but my Google isn't working right now.
Coach Babcock is going to make his first selection for the forward round here.
Is he going to pick his guy?
Oh, man.
Who was that?
Joe Simon calls it. Zach Mandry from Solon.
And Mandry, 36 goals and 13 assists, 49 points on the year.
It's not too shabby.
All right, Coach Bartley is going to make his first pick. Uh-oh.
Wow. Very nice, Zach Mandry.
Peter Schick.
Led the league.
Ooh. Oh, look at that. Very nice. All right, these forwards are flying off the board here. Coach Babcock's coming over this second selection for the forwards.
The tension is palpable. It's like a soccer game.
Jackson, Cleveland Heights.
Ooh.
There we go. Take one of his own, Jackson Johnson. That's a great name. Those are the two of the most common last names in the world, and someone put them together. That's fantastic.
Jackson Johnson. Sounds like a law firm.
Very nice.
Exactly. There we go.
And let's see if
we got a pick.
Another pick already.
Coach Bartley, who's here you got going on here now?
Jackson Johnson, he had 12 goals and 8 assists.
Ryan Herpy, Kenston.
Ryan Herpy from Kenston.
Jackson Johnson had 20 points. He's from Cleveland Heights. He was selected, and now
Ryan
Coach
Herpy.
Babcock's coming up.
Joe Itamarco
from Notre Dame Cathedral Latin.
Very good pick.
I believe they're the Lions, if I'm not mistaken.
Now they're starting to go through pretty quick here. Let's see if we can look up. And here he is, Joe Itamarco had 44 points on there, 27 goals, 17 assists.
And we have another going to the podium now. Ding, 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 ding.
For the wine squad, next forward is...
Jason LaMonica, Shaker.
Jason LaMonica from Shaker.
Wow. From Shaker.
All right.
And Team Gold is already at the podium.
For the Gold team.
And it's the silence before the storm.
Yeah, Rainey Linden. Kent Roosevelt.
Rainey Linden. Ken Roosevelt. Not much debate so far. It's been pretty quick.
Pretty straightforward, yeah.
Yeah. I know, not much.
Coaches seem to know who they want, and they're not messing around when you want going to pick them up.
And they go, and then they sit back down and back there, back to their laptops and their notebooks and their chicken wings.
And Rainey Lindy, or Linden, he had 5 goals against Strongsville and ended up with 15 goals and 3 assists. 18 points on the year, but... How about that game versus Strongsville? 5 goals in a high school hockey game. That's pretty impressive.
You know
it's
what I say
bad.
To something
it's
like
not
that?
Bad.
Get that guy some chocolate milk.
We've given on a lot of chocolate milk this year.
I did.
I'm kind of running low.
We are. Dairymen's, get on it.
Dairymen's, if you want to be a sponsor, contact Sports on Tap.
You know what? To be honest with you, I'm more of a True Moo guy.
Isn't you
that,
would.
Isn't that Dairymen's or no?
I don't have no
Jeff
idea.
Jeff doesn't know. He doesn't know.
I just drink it.
If it's chocolate, he'll drink it.
Is that what they hand out at the end of the marathon? The True Movers, I thought it was Dairyman's.
I don't know what they did.
It was fantastic is what it was. Dear right-handed Cleveland Marathon, continue to hand out chocolate milk at the end.
I loved it. And the president, Ryan Kelber, trying to...
He's forming his own team at this point is what he's doing. He's starting some sort of like splinter group, and all of a sudden, like the third period, he's just going to release his hounds. And what's going to happen?
It's going to get crazy. It's at the Quicken Loans Arena.
You should all be out there because what's going to happen in the third period is there's just going to be a buzzer, a random buzzer.
And it's next Friday.
Next
is
Friday, the
All-Star the game.
Game starts at 4 p.m., leads right into the Monsters game.
And also afterwards they said you'll have a chance to skate
yeah, after the
on
Monsters
the ice
game.
After the game. And if you've never done that, it's a really cool experience, to go on the ice. You know, just think that's where –
Well, I don't.
Some stars have been made, Josh Jeffy.
Well, I mean,
certainly not me because I can't skate with a lick. But
I can skate. I just can't stop. I have a hard time stopping. So
I know gravity and I know slippery surfaces, and I shouldn't be messing with either one of them. Because next thing you know, I take out a small child who's discovering ice skating for the first time.
And you'd ruin it.
I would. It would be a massacre, is what would happen.
We're waiting on the next forward selection.
Oh, and I think we have a selection.
I think we do. Is
Team Wine is heading to the podium or the table. Same thing.
Let's see.
Here is the next pick. We go to Ed Dick at the podium. Ding, 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 ding.
All right, Joe Getz from Avon.
Joe Getz from Avon.
You know, it's definitely a fun atmosphere here. I really enjoy that. Haven't got a chance to taste Dina's food yet. I'm pretty excited about
it. We got the stats on Mr. Getz here.
Thank
yes,
God.
No? We did? Okay, no. He has 12 goals, 17 assists, 29 points in.
We have controversy already.
No offense, Mr. Getz. This seems to be more. Oh,
wow. Looks like, wow. Ripped off the team and crumpled up and tossed away.
That looks like.
Does it?
Character issues?
Does the wine team get to pick another? Huh. So apparently the wine team is going to reselect.
That's just as bad if you were so excited for a pick in fantasy football and you find out he's on injured reserve.
Oh.
Darn it.
Anyway.
So now they'll have to go back to the drawing board.
Okay, well.
So Team Wine is now on the clock once again as they need to
repick.
Yep.
Their original selection is not eligible for whatever reason.
I want to thank Ryan Kelber and Joe Simon
absolutely.
For having us out at Dina's
out
and Pizza
and
Pub in Brooklyn. To
all right,
here we go. The wine team's
going to reselect.
Here we go.
Seems pretty confident.
Oh,
Sloan Stack Shaker.
Sloan Stack from Shaker.
One of the best names in the draft.
That's a great name.
Let's see if we...
George Babcock's having had 10 minutes to make his next selection. Not messing around.
Sloan Stack.
Alex Wu
from Solon. I do not believe there's any relation to Kenny Wu from...
Oh, I was just going to ask that.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
Wu, Kenny Wu. 28 points on the year for Alex Wu. 10 goals, 18 assists. Pretty strong year.
Very impressive. And actually, versus Western Reserve Academy, 6 assists and a goal, 7 points early on in the season. That was the third game of the year. So Alex Wu, the selection from Solon, very impressive stats. And Josh is losing it over here.
Josh is.
He's in charge of the board, social media.
Excuse me, feeling a little under the weather today.
Oh, great. I'm really glad I'm sitting next to you.
But we want to thank Josh Jeffy for sticking with us and doing all that he does.
Please don't do that.
And we are waiting the next pick by Team Wine.
I feel like Ed looks like a bouncer up there. If you could see the picture, Ed's standing right next to Joe, the executive director. And he's just waiting for them to come up. Now here he comes.
Wine next pick for the Wine.
Mike McCulloch, Normandy.
Mike McCulloch from Normandy, Invaders.
And Team Gold already up
next
to the podium.
Pick for the Gold team.
Josh Polanski, CFCA.
Josh Polanski, wow, 60 points on there. He had 40 goals, 20 assists. And he had 8 points against West Geauga, 6 goals and 2 assists in that game. Pretty impressive.
John, what does he get for that?
Chocolate milk.
that's like chocolate milk for sure, I think.
I think he gets more than just a chocolate milk.
You might even get a chocolate milk with a chocolate chip cookie. I haven't even given it out for football players, but.
What's better, is Nesquik or Ovaltine?
I mean, neither. Get some Dairyman's or some Trumu.
Yeah, but Dairyman's is already made. Like, you don't have a Dairyman's powder. You can just throw in the milk and just
I don't
want to
make my chocolate milk.
Why not? You get to control how chocolatey it is.
Well, then if we're going to go that way, I'm going to take some Hershey's.
Yes, folks, we are at
the Greater Cleveland High School.
It's a syrup.
Hockey
you don't do a
All-Star
powder
draft.
Because it builds up at the bottom. You don't do a powder base in milk.
Yes, we are at the Greater High School Hockey League draft.
I did put them on mute because we did not need to hear about the chocolate milk.
If you'd like to hear it, give them a call at.
They'll have their own podcast, Chocolate Milk for Us.
.com.
We'll get back to the. Getting back to the draft.
Ed and I's podcast is going to be called # Fat Kid Problems. Is what it's going to be.
I took a look over at the roster, and it looks like we are keeping consistent with teammates. The Solon guys seem to be sticking together. The Shaker folks seem to be on the same team. So, you do want to have some of that familiarity when you're playing in these type of games.
And we have another pick.
Back to the podium, Ed Dick.
The next pick for the Wine squad.
Ben Bishop from North Canton Hoover.
Ben Bishop from North Canton Hoover.
Ben Bishop, 23 points, 17 goals, 6 assists on the year. And versus Lakewood, 4 goals, had 4 points in that game. Also versus Canfield, they had 4 points, 3 goals, and an assist.
Very good.
So some team very
gold.
Impressive games. It's Team Gold.
All right,
comes
the gold team coming back up. Coach Babcock.
Rossi, mentor.
Michael Carosi from Mentor.
And again, we were at the tournament for the game, Rocky River versus Mentor.
That was a really good game.
We did see Rocky River advance in that. Again, this All-Star game will take place next Friday, the 18th, at 4 o'clock at Quicken Loans Arena. Those who are in attendance will be able to attend the Monsters game that will follow after, and a free post-game skate.
Or fall, if you're like me, post-game fall.
And Michael Carosi on the year. He had 6 goals, 4 assists. He had 10 points. And an impressive game against Brexley at 3 points. He had a goal and 2 assists in that game. So Michael Carosi from Mentor was the selection. Now they're back to the drawing board again. And a few more forwards going off. Is still plenty of forwards there.
Yeah. There's a lot of players on the board right now.
As they discuss. And that's the thing, you know, you try a lot of selections and try to even out the teams. And, you know, this is going to be – it's a really fun event at Quicken Loans Arena.
Do they get to practice, I wonder, together?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know? I wonder if Ed could ask Joe that question.
Yeah, that's a
– Hey, Ed.
Do these teams get to practice before this game happens on Friday together?
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. What about a morning skate, David? Okay. Morning skate?
Just give them the whole day off school. I'm sure they'll have no problem with that.
Skate, a typical AHL experience, you know? Like they'll skate at 11, have lunch, nap, and then get in the pregame routine.
Another pick is in.
The wine team. We go to the podium and Ed Dick.
All right. David Kukuka, Lyric Catholic.
There you have it.
David. Excuse me.
It's about time you pick your guys.
Wow. 50 points on the year, 35 goals and 15 assists.
Wow.
Very, very impressive.
The gold
had a
team.
Five goal game against Nordonia, and the gold team's up.
James Bell, Brexville.
Got James Bell from Brexville, Broadview Heights. B squared, H squared, S.
Dynamite drop in, Ed.
That's why he's the best in the biz. And Ryan going right back
quick
up there.
Here.
Ricky Formani Solon.
Ricky Formani Solon.
Very nice. Tell you what, Solon's very well represented on these, at least from the forward spot, and with good reason. 164 goals scored in their overall. So, I mean, pretty solid there.
And the gold team ready to pick again.
Eli Newman, Orange.
Eli Newman.
And he had 7 goals, 7 assists, 14 points on the year.
Hello, Newman.
His best game at Benedictine, 4 points in that game.
All right.
After a little lull, now the picks are coming in fast and furious.
All right, Will Gentry, Leary Catholic.
Leary Catholic getting represented very well here today. Will Gentry, he had 45 points, 25 goals, 20 assists this
year.
Bay's going to be stacked next year.
Zach Sadowski, Olmsted Falls.
The Bulldogs.
Let's see.
Zach Sadowski. Olmsted Falls, another team well represented here today.
Let's see if we can find him before the next. And there's Zach from Olmsted Falls. He had 11 goals, 10 assists, 21 points And he had 4 points against Westlake, 2 goals and 2 assists. And also versus Avon, 3 goals and an assist. And then versus Benedictine, 2 goals, 2 assists. So 3 games, he had 4 points in those games. And pretty physical forward for Homestead Falls is Zach Sadowski. So congratulations on making it to the All-Star game. Quicken Loans Arena. All right, let's see. All right, right now we're going to step away. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll get the rest of the forwards in the draft and also go through the rest of the picks here. The Greater Cleveland Hockey League All-Star Game draft right here at Dana's in Brooklyn. We'll be right back.
Matthew Rajewski, Solon.